Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Atlanta at the Starnet Floor Care meeting, and I'm with Chip Grimes, the co-founder of Facility Services Group in Northern Philadelphia. Chip, how you doing?
I'm great today, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. I thought we'd tell our listeners a little bit about this floor care business. Before we get into that, though, let's talk a little bit about you finished in an engineering degree focused in construction in college, and then got straight into business with your brother-in-law, and y'all have opened this facility services group, 25 or so years ago, right?
Correct. 1992, we started the business.
And tell us a little bit about it.
So we're a P&I, product and installation side business, and in 92 when we started it, so we focused then on healthcare and higher education. And it's been our main focus.
And when did you join Starnet?
We joined Starnet in 1997.
All right, so you've been a member for a while.
We've been a member for a while, and it's been a great organization to be a part of. And the people that we've met here have helped us grow our business tremendously.
And on the product and installation side, it's been steady growth since the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, 2008, with everybody took the big hits, mm-hmm. and as do we. And that's when we said we need to relook at our business and say, what do we need to get into? That's how we got into the maintenance side of the business.
Okay. One other quick question. Commercial contractors, sometimes they'll focus on the GC side of growing the business. Sometimes they'll focus on A&D. Sometimes they'll focus on end user. How do you do that mix?
We are about 50% GC, mm-hmm. and the other 50 is direct end user work. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we specify probably about 70% of all the products that we sell, mm-hmm. as a company.
All right, so you got in the maintenance side then, what, about 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, 2012 we launched it. And the reason we really did end up launching this business was we found that there was a real problem in the industry. There was a disconnect between the finished product and the end user getting it and being happy. So I always joke with everybody, I have the best job because I make everybody happy. I didn't make the problem, but I know how to get rid of it for them. Mm-hmm. It's been a real exciting business to be in. And it's constantly changing.
Mm-hmm. So some people could look at it as a diversification into another piece of business, because instead of just selling initially the product and installing it, you're keeping the relationship with the client between their flooring purchases. You'd look at that, one side would say diversification, one side would say just further entrenching with the same clients, right?
Correct, yes. We looked at it as trying to develop new relationships, but really make those old relationships even stronger so that we were their resource for everything that they needed.
You told me earlier that your focus on the P&I side is healthcare and education. So what sectors do you serve in the maintenance business?
So with the maintenance business, which is interesting, we've actually gone to Class A and multifamily housing. We don't really do a lot of P&I side there, but we do 80% of our maintenance is there.
All right. So there's a different set of clients then. Okay.
There is.
And then when you look at the products that you're cleaning, give us the ratio between carpet and hard surface.
So we're about 65% carpet, 35% hard surface, which is tile and grout.
And is that continuing to shift more to hard surface?
No, not okay. for us. We push hard for the carpet side. It's really a product that really needs the attention. And we keep selling a lot of carpet every year. Everybody does. Even though the carpet segment is getting smaller because of other products, this segment still is a very large segment that needs to be maintained. Mm-hmm. And clients have challenges, and that's really where we come in.
Now, if clients aren't using you, they're using some type of janitorial service, right?
Yeah. Janitorial is probably our biggest competition that we go up against. But with the processes that we put in place and the technology we have, it's a pretty easy sell for us. To be able to get that package back.
Well, let's look at that for a quick second. If they're using janitorial, they don't have a flooring expert in there, but they can also get their waste baskets cleaned and their desks dusted. And you go in probably with a little less frequency. They still need janitorial to do that other piece of the job, but you're an expert in that area, right?
Yes, correct. And when we talk to our clients about how we approach the market and why they should choose us over a janitorialist, we've been in this business for 25 years. We understand how the products are made. We've worked with manufacturers on developing new products, and they change every single day. There's something new coming out. Mm-hmm. We don't clean the floors the way we used to clean them 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. The clients seem to really accept that and understand it.
Mm-hmm. Another thing different about this is if you're in the P&I business, you're talking about some heavy investments as far as when you buy product, and then when you get paid for it, and you, they always joke about flooring contractors being somewhat of a banker. And in this case, the cash flow is actually pretty steady. I mean, you offer a service and you bill on a monthly basis, so the cash flow is a lot better, right?
It is. We set all our clients up on basically like it's an annuity. We bill all our clients every month.
So let's talk about this technicians, the availability. Is it difficult to find these people that can do this work for you?
They are. They're very difficult to find because they're very good at what they do, and they have to be able to learn, because this industry is different than everything else. They're not janitors. These people are highly trained. We do a 2-week training before we let them out in the field. It doesn't mean they know everything, but what that 2 weeks does for them is when they get to the field, the person they're working with already knows, I know what this person knows, and I can get him set up. We don't let our field foreman train.
All right, so this meeting, you come to it on an annual basis. What are some of the key takeaways that you're going to perhaps put into use when you leave this meeting?
I would say the networking is big for us. I think today will be a great day. I'm really glad we're going to a mill. Mm-hmm. Operations people that are coming here, they probably have never seen how flooring is made, and it just gives them another thing in their bag when they're out talking with a client and saying, when I was at the mill, I understand how carpet's made. Once again, a janitorial company, that's not something that they understand.
All right. Well, one last question. What's the viability for growth? You think that you'll continue to expand this side of your business?
Yes. Yeah, this is a main push for us. Mm-hmm. We've invested a lot of time in it. It's not something that, you know, you can wake up tomorrow and say, hey, I'm going to do this and, you know, I'm going to have, you know, 100 contracts by the end of the year. It doesn't work that way. These are long-term relationships that take a while to develop, but once they're developed, they're just wonderful to have.
Okay, Chip, well, great spending time with you and learning a little bit more about your flooring maintenance business. Again, been talking to Chip Grimes, a co-founder of Facility Services Group in Northern Philly, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.